Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo. Did y'all see the, I mean, probably not, because why would you, but did y'all see the action figure for Everett Ross for the Black Panther movie?
Who's Everett Ross?
Everett is, yeah, exactly. That's who, played by Bilbo.
Oh, Martin Short. Wasn't something like that.
Morgan Freeman.
But it's just like, it's like regular ass guy in a suit with a normal gun.
Now, gang, we had a fun time this last, not last weekend. Time means nothing to me, but we all got to hang out and play GeeklyCon together.
Yeah, we got
so
to play
fun.
GeeklyCon together.
We got to put our costumes on for our characters.
I got to meet Michael's dogs.
How fun was that?
That's true. And they loved you.
They're the sweetest
surprisingly
babies.
Good. I was so proud of my little boys.
Mm-hmm. Your two
Michael
rowdy boys.
And Carly spoil them so much. So embarrassing for them. It is so beautiful.
Yeah. No, it's...
But they're angels.
They're
like, you just walk in a room,
boys.
Like, how can I tell that angel no?
Yeah, exactly.
They're little sweet boys. But it was everyone who came up and said hi or got to play a game or got to hang out.
Yes.
Like, thank you so much.
It was a great GeeklyCon.
It was very fun.
It was
super fun. It was, it was sort of smaller back in the olden days.
Yeah, maybe.
So it was a little more personal and stuff.
Yeah. It felt sort of Louisville-ish or Portland.
Yeah.
It kind of felt Portland-y.
Yeah.
We probably had the same number of people as we had in Portland. We're going to do it again next year. And, so heck, come out and join us.
Lord willing.
Lord willing.
Yeah. It's, we've already sold tickets, so we got
to
do it.
So we have to.
We can just push it next year. It's fine.
But, yeah. So thank you so much to everybody who made it such a special weekend. It was really very magical.
It filled my heart with joy instead of rocks and mud.
Yes, sir. Sure.
We got to like see people meet each other for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
We had a marriage proposal.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
and another.
My gosh.
And acceptance.
Yes.
And acceptance.
Mike walked in and he's like, we just got engaged. I was like, oh, congratulations. How long? Like an hour ago. I was
like what?
Congratulations.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And I got to help him pick the spot. So I felt special.
A garbage plate.
I felt like it was mine. I felt like I owned it.
It was like you got engaged.
Yeah. It was kind of like me getting engaged.
That's so true.
Did anyone have a garbage plate here?
No, I value my...
Oh my god, yeah, the day that we went to the garbage plate place, Tim was about to die. I ate one bite of Nick Bristow's garbage plate, and it was tasty.
I didn't eat a lot of food on Wednesday night, and we watched wrestling, and the wrestling was so fucking good that there was like a pocket of us that were just like crushing beers.
Yeah.
And then we went to this sick bar who made the strongest drinks on
yes.
the planet. All of us were already kind of tipsy and just like nursing it. We're like, this is bad. This is so bad. Like, apparently I ran out in the street and stopped a car with my body. I could have died.
I'm glad you didn't die.
Yeah, same actually.
Dang.
That would have been a real bummer.
Yeah.
So thank you everybody. Let's play a game.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
So Kyle is wearing a collar just like Celine's.
Viva la revolution.
I'm so
I must get to rap.
He seems to be incapacitated by this collar.
I've heard of sex before.
I got a pair of magical bolt cutters up in the attic.
Oh. Actually, so Michael, so what would Celine know about like the ramifications of cutting a collar?
They tell you that you will die.
Started this little project up in the attic.
Yeah, COVID-19.
Dropper, we're going to the attic. This is a bad idea.
Oh my god, I love attics. Let's go. If you could go take care of him.
Did you do a Frankenstein's?
Oh, is it like a light summoning? The bolt cutters, they're in a black chest in the back. You can't miss them. You can go take care of this.
From the shadows, you hear, "Do you believe in love at first sight? Or should I walk by again?"
And a winged demon incubus appears before you.
"Excuse me, do you know how much a polar bear weighs?" "No, me neither, but it breaks the ice."
Truly, this is the monster that Ratma has created.
"Hey girl, are you a beaver? 'Cause damn."
That was good. I like that one.
I would like to cast the spell Alter Self.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden you see Ratma Ripmo. Celine is Ratma says, "Hey, what are you doing? Stop in here."
All right, so you pop that chest open, you exchange an incubus for some magic bolt cutters.
You go in there, bye.
Push him down in there.
Do you guys want to try these bolt cutters on
Celine?
No, not on Celine.
Yeah, let's try them.
The collar falls away and...
"You must be friends if you took me to Ratma."
Are you still Ratma?
Yeah, I'm Ratma.
"Well, Ratma, I must tell you something."
That's D&D, baby.
This is why we need to do more live shows. This is fine. Yeah, we're all in the attic. We freely freed an OT member. An OT member that quite explicitly said he wanted to break from the OT in a very strange way that confused us. And we put the incubus in a box, hopefully. And here we are, baby.
Did we just put his dick in a box?
We get sued.
You just put the incubus in a box.
Just the incubus.
And the dick is falling out. Yeah.
Yeah, that part's out.
The dick, probably. Yeah.
Because it has its own wings.
We said no more reminiscing.
I can't stop it. It had wings.
Oh boy.
Ratma. Is that you? You're so big.
No, you're just really close to her.
Yeah, it's me. I'm Ratma. You can talk to me, baby.
Oh, did you get my letters?
Oh, you know...
All of the letters I have sent to you.
Oh, we get a lot of mail here, so maybe you can just remind me what was in them.
Well, they were about 50% erotic.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, I read those parts for sure. I remember.
The other 50%... was about the revolution.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that tracks for sure. So like,
we're all gonna die.
But you never write me back. Why do you play so coy with me, Ratma?
I mean, I got a lot of guys trying to talk to me, a lot of people trying to come at me. I can't keep up. I mean, I like you and all, but...
Oh, you do?
Hold on, I'm just gonna walk over here real quick. Go walk behind a bunch of boxes and turn back into Celine.
Where do you go, Ratma?
Screech has no idea how this was done.
Oh my god. It's like that guy at my birthday. Michael, are there like magicians that if you pull a rabbit out of the hat, will you get like shot in the back of the head?
Get stoned?
Like, where did that handkerchief come from?
Explain yourself.
Yeah, close-up magic is like double, like super elite.
What a hell. Well, actually, I like that.
What do they do for like child birthday party entertainment then?
Bouncy castles.
Yeah.
Can they do that?
It's
they have
magical.
That technology.
They just do like sports.
Ugh.
It's like guts. It's like goat gut.
Oh, I don't like that.
You just jump on it.
Oh.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So yeah, so Celine goes behind a curtain. There's like rattling. And then she comes back out and smoothing her hair. And is like, wrap my hat till go. But I'm back now, so...
Netherlord, why do you do this? Where has she gone?
Downstairs.
I mean, she does, you know, who even knows where Ratma goes, you know?
Listen, bud, you're saying the word revolution a lot. We kind of need to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know I'm a member of the OT, right?
We thought you were going to come here to execute Celine here.
Yes.
But it turns out you want to do revolution and the other ones are dead. Did you kill them?
So many things happen so fast.
I turned my iPhone to record mode.
Who's to say? Is traps and danger, pudding. There was pudding, there were skulls. Who's to say?
How many people here are part of the revolution? Just Ratma?
Well, no, Ratma has never responded to my letter. But I must now assume that she is in the revolution.
Why? Is anyone with the revolution with you? Because so far it sounds like there's like 8 individual revolutions comprised of one each of the dumbest people in their in their county.
This is so strange that this happens. No, I do not know what you mean. I have, what? What are you saying?
All right, let's just go down to Ratma.
Kyle?
Yes, I am Kyle. Kyle Ockenbacher.
So, I am going to be real with you. You haven't been talking to Ratma. That was actually me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm dead, aren't I?
Your life is in my hands, so I guess you've got to, you know, help us out.
What?
I guess you have to chip in and give us information. Or
what do you mean?
Whatever these fine people need.
So you're not going to murder me?
Not immediately.
Okay.
But I need to hear more information before I decide what I'm going to do, because as far as I am concerned, this is sedition, what you're saying.
Yeah, okay.
So first of all, actually...
Do you want to live in a world without magic?
Well, I have magic, so...
Magic is for the people.
That's so right. It is for the people.
Do you not want to live in a world where flowers smell good and birds sing in the trees, too?
Right? Where dark is darker than normal?
Yeah, do you want that?
Listen, we have a pretty good thing here. We fought a whole war to make sure that magic is regulated. I mean, everyone was for it. Ish.
Not really. Half of the people.
But what else is going to be regulated? Water? Food? Magic is just as vital to our survival as those things.
As the flowers and the birds?
Yeah, I think we covered the flowers and the birds.
Okay, but I...
I think that you guys don't really know what you're talking about.
Yes.
What about butterflies?
Ooh, good one.
Okay, honestly, that's getting a little granular here. We're talking about sedition.
I don't.
And giving magic to the people, to untrained people.
I don't want to live in this world that you describe. It disgusts me.
Okay, so how did you get through the OT training Or did you just break bad at some point? What's your deal, my friend?
Well, let me tell you a story, my friend.
Yes,
please.
Yes.
Tell us your infiltration story. Are there more of you? Can we do this? Should we start from the inside?
Well, I was a simple man.
I'm gonna go get a sandwich.
And I was just living my life. I grew up in a world where magic existed.
How old are you?
And then it was taken from me. I am younger than I look. No, older than I look.
I'm a baby.
I'm actually both younger and older than I look. It's fucked up.
I'm outside of time.
Like those fucked up anime girls that are 500 years old.
That's bullshit.
Here's my feet.
I would spend my days in the fields, running through the daisies, but that did not pay the bills, and my family was starving, so I simply stole. I know that I went over this last time, but I'm gonna go over it again.
No, thank you, honestly.
I simply stole a loaf of bread. And they arrest me. And they throw me in jail. And they say, you lucky man, you born with special power. And I say, what power is this? And they say magic. And I say, of course. Of course I have magic inside of me. And so they train me. And then I say, okay, this is great. I do magic. But I want to give it to the world. And they say, no. And so then I go break bad.
So you're very lucky that your compatriots came to a quick end out here, huh?
Yeah, that worked out for me good.
We could turn him in, and then we would be fine.
Well, okay.
But why?
I just have
We're in trouble.
I have some additional questions, you know, OT to OT or whatever you are now.
Mm-hmm.
So just a real quick question. As far as I knew, when you took the collar off, you would be punished via death.
Mm, yes, they say that.
And you are here now, so I assume you must have, I don't know, done some sort of complex magic spell so that you were actually able to get out of it without being executed?
No, I was going to say, Ratma, please do not take my collar off. I'll die.
Wait, are we all dead?
How do we know if we're not?
Oh, shit.
Oh, we're like the last season of Lost.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, spoilers.
We're in the purgatory.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Everyone's gonna hate this.
Oh, no.
So you thought, as far as you were aware, also, the collar would cause you to die?
Yeah. Totally.
To be absolutely frank, we're kind of testing the cut-off collar thing on you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Kyle.
That would have been a bummer for me, eh? Where's this accent go? I don't know. I maybe practice.
We saved your life. And you are going back and forth there, being passed out, so it seemed fine at the time.
Right. Okay. Hey, all works out. This is a c'est la vie, you know what I mean?
I don't.
We should put him in jail. Wait, I'm Screech.
The Screech is coming out.
Are you Drop Bear?
The Drop Bear is coming out.
I changed back.
Okay.
You did change back. We all saw it.
Oh, that's right.
That's true. He did.
Screech is right. We should throw him in jail.
But what if we didn't? What if we kept him a secret and then we could help him out and we could be part of the revolution? And what if we created...
This guy's an idiot.
No. What if we created an alliance with him and then he could go back to the OT and be our member on the inside and also report that everything is fine?
We cut his thing off.
So we put it back on.
It was cut.
This is a great question. Kyle.
What?
Are they going to know that you're... collar's been cut. I mean, probably people will follow you here. I mean, what was the plan? What was the plan coming out here?
I mean, they knocked him out when he said sedition words. If they have the ability to do that, who knows what they can do?
I just kind of thought Ratma would, you know, just sort of do it and take care of it.
So you put this much trust in Ratma, huh?
Huh.
She is the most magical creature in the world.
Rava, about this tall, this wrinkly.
Yes, like a little Sharpay.
She has a certain aura about her. I see what you're saying.
All right.
Well, maybe we need to just talk to Rava. I mean, this guy doesn't... And Celine's kind of like talking aside to Chuck, because Chuck's kind of on Celine's side. I feel like he doesn't really know what he's talking about, and it seems like maybe Ratma does. So...
Hopefully she read the letters. All right, Kyle boy. We call you Skin Kyle, by the way.
What?
Let's go talk to Ratma. We go down to talk.
We all come tumbling out of the attic.
Yeah.
Any chance I get, I ask him about what the revolution is like in the OT. How many people are there? Is it just him? What do their meetings look like? Do they have a band that they formed? All of these things.
So you're peppering him with questions.
Yes.
He's
I never really get a lot of traction, so I think I come out here and no band or anything. I've never really tried instrument. my grandpapa played the accordion.
I don't play instruments. I carry them around because they look cool. I do play them. That was a lie. I'm sorry. Oh. I just said that because I don't know why. I just think it's really cool that you're part of the revolution.
It's very confusing.
It's hard. I don't actually know how to read music. I just play notes.
Well, it doesn't make sense. How can you read something you hear?
It's so true. And it's not even letters. It's like...
Yeah, what is that?
I don't even know. It's a hand movement in the air.
Right?
All right, so you guys get upstairs. What is Screech Echo doing?
It's just vibing, just hanging out.
Okay. Are you going to the Ratma place, or is Rourke being left with Kyle? Is that what's happening? I don't know.
I don't think that's smart.
I think we're going to march him down there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because doesn't Ratma, well, I guess we dealt with the problem in her attic, so we could bring her up here.
Well, we don't need to be up there, so we just go down.
I mean, we have a OT, I guess people don't really know who he is, so it's fine.
The black chest in the back of the room does, like, thump a little bit.
Okay, we want to get out of here.
Yeah, we bring the clippers, of course, and maybe grab a old coat or like a sheet that you cover an old piano and throw that over Skin Kyle.
Should we, Celine, you want me to pop that collar off real quick?
Let's just hold off. I need to get some more information, and I kind of want to hear Ratma's viewpoint on it. I don't know if I'm ready to commit to that yet.
Screech, how are you doing with all this stuff? There's a lot of stairs here. Wow.
I am beat. I'm not gonna lie.
We got a lot more to go. We're not even close.
But we're going down, right?
We're going down. Yeah, we'll be there soon.
And in some ways, that's harder.
That is true. But how are you doing? I mean, you're a dirty nobleman.
I gotta say, I came here to check on a mine, and it really seems like we're getting in the weeds.
Yeah, you've barely been in there.
Yeah, I haven't been in there at all, but I don't know, it's all right. I'm good.
The revolution stuff, you're okay with it? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm not.
I've got many musings on revolutions and
Interesting, Mr. Echo. Is that something you studied in your schooling?
I didn't go to school. I'm just rich.
You didn't go to school?
You didn't?
No. Why do I need to? I'm rich.
Does Screech know how to read?
Screech an idiot?
Okay, you get to the bottom of the stairs, I guess.
Finally, Jesus. Ow.
It really took a while.
My knees.
Do we go to Ratna's room? What time?
We have like a back room that we have our meetings in.
Is that like your break room for the
sort of
the
yeah. We probably have like a back stairway and shit too.
We did establish that it was nighttime during the live show.
It was like 8:30 or something, wasn't it?
I feel like it's always nighttime.
Yeah, well, certain members want it to be nighttime, so
it's all yeah.
Some people.
I want it to be nighttime.
Not honestly, not sure why I changed back. It was still night, but
it's almost like you just wanted to do a costume change.
It's weird. Yeah, I don't understand.
It's almost like you wanted to make our show better. How dare you, little freak?
Okay. So yeah, Ratna's probably pretending bar or something.
I'll go grab her, bring her in the back if that's okay.
Yeah.
Can I throw her in a potato sack?
Throw Ratna in a potato.
I just want to go in there real fast and just throw her in a potato sack and then run back.
No, I would probably push you. like, I would be shocked, and then I would act, I'm so sorry I pushed you into that chest. What the fuck were you doing? Put that down. That's like for my potatoes.
They're in there still. I think there's room for both. God damn it. I take Skin Kyle and go to my room.
No!
She's going to go back up to the attic to try to get the incubus out.
Ah, give me my boyfriend!
I put Kyle's collar on you.
No! Shit! I don't think it works like that. It's being cut.
I don't know.
So wait, you go get Ratma.
Yeah, it's weird thing. I could just say, hey, come here. We don't have to steal her.
We could.
Rourke's just rowdy. She just needs to do a hijinks.
I'm all riled up. I got a boyfriend. I felt sexual tension for the first time.
I feel like a buzzkill. I'm not letting you throw any major NPCs into boxes or bags or whatever. I apologize.
God damn it, Dad. You don't let me do anything.
You won't really go to the evil tower. Just because I die every night, you won't let me go out alone.
I don't understand it.
Parents just don't understand
it. I hate the rules. You're a young 28-ish.
I hate you.
Give or take a couple years.
Not to go back too far in the conversation, but this is Bachman talking. I just understood the revolution question. Yeah, Screech isn't okay with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever get like where you're like confused, and then trying to get your way out of being confused just makes you more confused.
Yeah,
and you just want to be agreeable, right?
Yeah, Screech is. I mean, had altitude sickness. We were in an attic.
Too high for him.
You've gone up so many fucking stairs today,
and I have not been drinking water.
Your little Fitbit went off.
Yeah, you got your 10,000 steps for sure.
Yeah, Screech never drinks water.
His piss is so it's thick.
He only drinks pork.
Thick and ropey.
It's just kidney stones. It's all it comes out.
Gravel onto the ground. That's what.
When he pees, it just sounds like metal coins hitting a.
This is my special sneak attack. Pebble pop.
Yeah, Michael, does that do damage? How much damage does pissing do?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
So you get to the bottom of the stairs, and you get Radma into the back room.
What? What is this all about?
He wants to do a revolution. He sent you a lot of letters saying he wants to do a revolution. Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, Christ. I thought... So you took the collar off and his head stayed on, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. I was really kind of hoping that would take care of the situation, you know what I mean?
He's right here.
But why? The revolution is so cool. Ratmo, we could do so many things.
Yes, the revolution is so cool. I'm good. I shall switch between two.
Guys, have you ever seen a... Did you see all those dead bodies we saw today? With the explosion, the corpses. The revolution is that times thousands, maybe a million.
Yeah, but it's for a good cause.
And
so you guys can shoot sparklers out of your ass? Mark Marone.
Chuck, let me take this. I just simply don't think it's possible for whatever this revolution is to actually rise up against the power of the OT. I mean, you'll be squashed immediately.
Yeah.
Would we? I don't know that you could fight back if you're asleep.
Wait, are you implying how successful the level one spell sleep has been in our low level campaign?
Yes.
That Chuck says verbatim. I hate to break it to you, but last time you cast it, it didn't work because we're level 4 now, and again, saying all of these words.
And that's true, but it did work on Celine, so if it works on one OT, it works on every OT.
Alright, great. We have 3 people that can cast sleep. We'll just have to recruit, I don't know, 50,000 more.
Kyle.
Look, you kids, this is probably above your pay grade. You don't need to be going. Why don't you just wait around a little bit, maybe, work your way up to it.
Work their way up to a revolution? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It's a lot to bite off at this point in your career.
Well, that's not my plan. That's what these people want to do. I mean...
Oh, you're not going to do the revolution?
No, I...
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to kill you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She picks up a knife.
What do you mean? Wait.
Celine, scrambles back to kiss the wall. She's so scared.
I got a 27 for initiative.
Oh, I'm going to do hand-to-hand combat with Ratma.
Wait. Are you pro-revolution, Ratma? We've been...
Well, look. You know, there's a reason I'm out here.
Ratma, do you want to join my band?
Kid, I'm not going to join your band. You got to learn to read music first.
That's a code for revolution.
That's what that means?
Yes!
What?
I've been telling people to join your band! No!
Anyway.
You have cool hair, and do you want to join my band?
Sorry, what was happening?
I was having a panic attack.
Oh, yeah. That's probably fair.
And I stepped in front of you to not stab Celine for some
reason.
Yeah,
Celine's cringing back against the wall.
Yeah, she could cause some trouble for us at this point, so...
Why didn't we just kill her before?
Okay.
Well...
I didn't say... Well, why do you want to kill me? I just...
Well, because if you... Look. If you go reporting back... It's bad news for me.
I didn't say I was gonna report back. I just...
Okay, but then you're not doing your job, are you?
Well...
The OT wanted to kill her.
I mean, I'm just trying to be practical here because, you know, it's... I'm not in a great situation here, but am I really gonna go against the entire... The Emperor? The whole kingdom?
Celine's actually bad at her job. You don't have to worry about it.
What?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm still mad at you. It's only been 7 days.
Come on, Ratty.
It's fresh. It is fresh in my mind. It's only day 7 of this campaign.
I told you I'd pay for the window.
Screech, are you... I'm going to ask you yet again. Are you okay with all of this? Like, if you are a part of the revolution, they'll probably kill your entire family, burn your house down. I feel like we discussed... I'm losing my mind.
Or him being a part of the revolution could be an amazing opportunity for a very public spokesperson to bring awareness to the cause.
I'm still not a fan of people taking the law into their own hands. On the other hand, my entire family is already dead.
You don't have any cousins or...
Oh, extended family. You didn't say they'd kill my extended family.
I mean, anybody, really.
Sorry, some of us also have families, such as myself, and that is a part of my problem right now, too. I'm not trying to bring down the weight of the Empire on this town, but I mean, Rami, you can't believe that this is going to be anything, right?
This?
I mean, the revolution.
Looking around this room? Nah. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I mean, the revolution in general, it's laughable. There's no way.
That's fair.
Oh, so, okay. Well, that was pretty easy to convince her that I was right.
But I still can't have them come in here, so unfortunately.
So, just to clarify, you're saying if I am not down with the revolution, you're going to kill me. But if I'm cool with it...
Look, if you are on the side of the OT... Then I got a problem, is what I'm saying. I don't think anyone should start a revolution. And she looks at Chuck and kind of winks at him.
why'd you do that?
Is the iPhone still recording?
Why'd you do that? Oh, shit. I ran out of
battery. Is it a single party consent state? So.
I was just going to say, is this a one or two party consent? Who watches true crime?
Turns out I've been recording for the past 6 days and I just stopped the recording.
No. Well, I wouldn't. I mean... So, would it change your mind, Ratma, if you were to find out, say, that the OT members that were sent here had a warrant for my arrest?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I actually did burn that since it was evidence, but they saw it. You guys saw it. I was supposed to... Well,
Screech would have drawn a picture of it for you.
A picture of words with, like, squibbly lines.
Okay, so this is... Look, strangely enough, that endears you to me. Knowing that you fucked up so bad that they're sending people to arrest you, you know, I think that's cute.
We're in the same situation we were yesterday, except for we have, like, 4 dead OT slash the OT adjacent people. How is this good for us?
But why would they think that it's anything other than just an accident? They'll see the carriage, they'll see the destruction there, but
then they're going to send 8 people, and then what?
But why? They've lost 2 already? Why would they keep sending more OT to just lose more? That seems like a waste of resources.
They're going to see something bad here, I assume, and send, like, a lot of people. And let I remind you, this is, like, the first Theonite mine.
Can I also bring up that if I were to cut my collar off, they're not going to have contact with me anymore, and they're going to know that something went wrong, so they're going to come here. So doesn't it make sense for me to keep my collar on now, just to make things be normal, so that they don't say, maybe I report back to say, oh no, these OT, we tried to help them, but, you know, the creatures in the mines and blah, blah, blah.
We take the bodies deep into the mines. We get some of those ant mandibles. We use it to cut up the bodies. It looks like they were killed by ants.
They were killed by ants and wizards and shit.
They were. We didn't even do it.
That's half the job done.
See? You're already saying it. Well, we didn't do anything wrong. All right, Kyle? We didn't do anything wrong. But I'm...
I mean, Kyle, Kyle, are they not going to come after us? Are they not going to come after you? They're going to know your collar's gone, right?
Yeah, you put a ding-dang alarm on our bottoms. We should kill you and send you back.
So, I guess this was kind of like my first mission.
What the fuck?
So they clearly don't think it's that important.
Well, I was a trainee.
How many other trainees are in your class?
Four.
Four?
Okay, so at most they're going to send two more people.
Wait, they're only going to send trainees and nothing else?
I'm pretty sure.
Do you mean in all of the OT, or do you mean just in my graduating
class? Just in your graduating class. I would assume they would be only sending the people in your graduating class if you went on this type of mission, on a similar type of mission.
Well, that was a train. But the other guy. What's his name? Something Blue. His last name was Blue.
Oh, Kyle Oakenback? Or was that the other guy?
No, that's me.
Oh.
Corey Blue.
Corey Blue.
Corey Blue. Yes, he was my trainer.
So wait, no. He was your trainer for the OT or for the revolution?
For the OT.
He's the only revolution doer.
So you just decided to do the revolution on your own? Is that what you're saying?
No. That would be crazy. That would be foolish.
So who sent you here?
Well, no, I came to get Ratma.
Okay, so Ratma is the only other revolution doer you know of.
I'm not in the revolution.
Ratma, it seems like you might be.
You at least helped foment it by not saying no or anything like that.
Look, Beep, I get this reputation because all the other people who were in Bo's inner circle are all around him, right? But, you know, I went off. We had a little altercation, and the fact that he doesn't come here and kill me and stuff shows he respects me. So people think, oh, hey, is Ratma, maybe she's gonna start a revolution. But...
Celine gets up closer to Ratma's face. You're saying you don't know any other people that are working towards a revolution. Can I do a...
insight?
Yeah, I almost wanted to do intimidate, though.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually want to do intimidate.
You better tell me if there's someone else.
Just to remind her.
Fuck her up.
Who's the magic doer in the house? I don't remember what class Ratma is. Rogue, I think.
Yeah, what level is Ratma, Michael?
In episode 0, she was 20th, so.
Well, guys, I got a 10.
Let's see what happens, baby.
Celine's eyes kind of glow a little. Her, like, cloak floats a little bit.
Is this... oh no.
excuse me.
Oh no. Oh, look at you.
I am the only person now in this room that's legally allowed to do magic. That's worth something.
Yeah, it's great.
No, that is true, though.
I got a few fish on a few hooks, you know what I mean? But, you know, and I'm not planning.
So, let's say that I decide not to be on the OT side.
Okay.
How do you think that will affect my family back in the capital? I mean...
they'll kill them.
Well, then what am I supposed to do here? It's either I'm going to be killed or... is there not any way that I can, you know, play both sides for a little while until, like, my family is safe or...
Ratma, can we try to warn her, Celine's family. This is stupid. We should just kill her.
Well,
easy. You know, we could maybe fake a death.
Could you fake the death of 5 people?
Well, if we fake your death, then they have no real reason to think.
Oh.
I don't know if we want to bring the campaign to Farhold. That seems like, you know,
yeah,
leaving the level, the starter area too.
Yeah,
quickly.
I guess that me, Celine, being dead, as far as they know, is probably the safest option.
Could we have, we could send back a cart of the remains and some of the wizard bullshit we found under there with someone respected with the town. We could give it to, what's his nuts? I don't have my, oh, there's my notes.
Michael, can they do DNA shit?
No.
Hell yeah.
Can they do any sort of forensic science?
So they've got like zones of truth and shit.
Well, yeah, but if it's just guts that we're sending back.
Can we just find a skeleton to send back to them? A skeleton with a collar?
Can we send Rex Yallows back to be like, hey, man.
Now, I will tell you, as far as I know, they probably think this little run here,
pointing at Kyle Oakenbacher, who's twice as big as that.
they probably think he's dead, right? Because his collar's gone.
Oh. Well...
Well, I thought he was going to explode when we...
He also
off,
got...
So I guess I don't know.
He got zonked out because he was talking about treason. Would they not know about that? How does it work?
Man, I don't know. That's a great question.
It's a risk.
Hasn't Celine been talking about treason this whole time?
I'm talking against it.
seemed pretty wishy-washy to me.
I said that what they were thinking of doing was sedition.
Look, you guys do it. This is your show, okay? you do what you want. But I like your idea of reporting back, maybe at least once.
I think we have to. I think that this is the only way. But I don't know what to even say to them. I mean, how do I explain this? She gestures at Kyle with no collar on.
It's like furiously whispering with Rourke.
Should I tell them that I dispatched maybe I don't say the, the rest.
Revolution.
I also like the idea that the OT can't spell. what the fuck is she saying?
I imagine it's like an algorithm that just like bans certain words, like even without context, and sometimes it'll catch other words.
Definitely involves magic. That's for fucking sure.
Oh, sure.
So yeah, we were making a little plan.
What if we, Celine reports back in, says that there's, these big old bugs, and they fell into a hole, which is true, by the way.
Yeah,
and they would never think that you'd be able to kill them, and we didn't.
I mean, I guess my question right now, and what I thought that our callers were constantly kind of reporting back on us, but... We took his collar off, and nothing's happening right now, so... Yeah.
But before that, when he was talking revolution, he was knocked out.
Yeah.
I can say it.
I know, it just stresses me out to hear it. So, I guess what I'm saying is, do they know that this guy is up to what he's up to? Should I say to them that he was up to something bad to explain why he got dispatched?
Yes, do that. Do that. He did bad, because they know he did bad.
Yeah. So what should I mean, if I don't want to, you know, tip them off that anything sketchy is going on here, what crime did you do, sir? And Celine looks over at Kyle.
My only crime is wanting to bring magic to the people.
Yeah, just say that.
That's good enough. I mean, they know that's a crime.
Yeah. Don't overthink it.
Okay.
He's probably trying to find ancient wizard technology from the White Spire here, and he blew up.
Okay. I'll tell them that.
So, are we going to make them think Celine is dead?
No, we're going to... No. Celine's going to... I'm good
this
for
is
now.
Celine, I'm dead.
Because I really want to cut that collar.
He wants to go so bad. No, I think our plan is going to be that I'm going to report back to the OT and say, I'm so sorry to let you know that your agents have passed away.
This is a to whom it may concern kind of deal.
And that I have the situation taken care of, and that there shouldn't be any more problems. Yes, that's what I will. I will call my boss.
I'm gonna go check see if my will is still up to date.
Tell him that, and I'm sure he'll have no additional questions, and he won't be suspicious at all.
no.
Oh, God.
When are you going to call him?
Do it now.
I mean, I guess I do need to report back pretty quick. No.
It's a 3-hour time difference.
One more question, though. Kyle, the whole, you know, warrant for my arrest thing.
Yes.
Like, was that just like you, or was that sent with you from higher up?
I can actually answer this. This is good.
Thank God.
I have real information for you. They say, she's bad. She's bad. She's not doing a good job. I'm sorry, very tired, long trip. Sentences are very getting hard.
I gave him some water.
Oh, thank you. They told us, you check. If she's bad, then arrest her. But if she's not bad, then just punish her.
Oh, okay, so they didn't know for sure.
That's good.
That's great. Honestly, that's...
Kyle, that is great news. We've been spinning our friggin' tires in the mud. Our wagons, of course. Just guessing at stuff. That's great. That's solid info. Thank you.
This will all change now that Kyle is here.
Yeah, Kyle?
Kyle will help you.
Yeah.
Ways you can't even imagine.
Ooh. Huh? Well, I definitely am going to need your assistance as far as composing a message and being able to say things that, you know, seem believable, like, not like I'm lying.
Need you to be the Microsoft Word paperclip.
Yeah, I'll give you some tips and some pointers. Oh, and it looks like your collar's blinking.
Oh no. Oh, God.
I'm, like, already, like, just as a tick, chopping these bolt cutters.
I gotta go. Okay. Oh, shit. Kyle,
I hide behind,
Kyle,
like,
Kyle, come with, I guess it's fine in here. Okay, I'm gonna ask everyone everyone shut the fuck up. Everyone be really quiet.
Can they see us?
No, just don't talk, okay? I'm gonna press this button, and then can they hear? Or is this just in my head when I
think it's just in your head.
Okay. Okay, so then in that case, then if I can't really...
Or is that less fun, though? Maybe.
No, I think that's how it works. I think that's more fun.
I also think it's super late for us to figure that out.
Because I've been by myself the whole time when I would talk to him.
You have gone off to talk to them.
Yeah, I would always go off.
That's how the magic works, you know?
It was more I didn't want anyone overhearing me.
So true.
Talking about my missions and such.
Important things.
So the reason I was asking is because initially in my mind I was like, oh, Celine can get help from Kyle. Like, he can listen in too and, like, mm-hmm. help tell her what to say.
Do a... Cyrano de Bergerac.
Yeah, but if it's just in my brain, I'm just gonna...
Or is it like a freaking Palpatine? I see you. I don't see you, but we're talking.
Yeah. Can he see me? I don't think so. I think it was just audio.
As far as you could tell, it was audio.
Okay. So, all right. So I go... I grab a piece of paper, like a scroll. And
I hand you a big thing of whiskey.
I grab the whiskey, I grab a pen, I grab a scroll to write on, and I sit in a different part of the room, and I would like to press the button on my collar to answer the call.
Celine Van Esper.
Oh, yes.
Are you alone?
Yes.
Good, because I have something incredibly important to tell you right now.
Oh, well, what a coincidence. I have something important to tell you, too. That's so great. You can go first.
We'll hear him go first next time.
Damn!
I feel like the audience was like...
They knew.
They knew. They knew it was coming. They knew.
We love a cliffhanger.
But what is he going to say?
Do you know what he's going to say? Are you going to remember that next week?
Yeah, I have it all written down.
Whoa, what are you, prepared?
I have it all written down exactly. I write everything down,
mm-hmm.
and then I say it.
He never forgets it. None of us do.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for both being here on twitch.tv/geeklyinc and for listening wherever you may be, whatever year you may be. Every single week, we like to give away a beautiful set of dice. This week, the dice code is Vibes. I'm getting some word that our very special diehard dice, Greetings Adventurers Dracona Arita dice are sold out. So we'll talk to them, see if we get some more.
So popular. They really are very beautiful.
They're beautiful.
They're so cool. Great color combo.
So pretty.
That being said, there's many, many other beautiful dice at dieharddice.com. If you go there and use our offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, you'll get 15% off your entire beautiful order.
Whoa, look at that.
Whoa. I'm just looking at Michael's hand and loving it.
Look at that detail. Look at that shine.
Ooh. Holy fuck.
Whoa.
You don't see dice like that anymore.
They don't make those like that anymore.
We better hope they do, actually.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, God. I hope people like the episode that we put out this week. I want to listen to it. It seems so fucking funny.
I feel like they will, because it was a good episode.
Yeah, we've had two back-to-back really long ones. And
they love that.
Yeah. Special boys. Okay, drawing the vibes. Congratulations to Ulhar. You have won the Die Hard Dice Code this week.
That's a fun name.
Ulhar sounds like what they say in like when you lose in Street Fighter 2.
Ulhar.
Ulhar is one of the gods in our universe.
Have we already stopped and exported?
No.
No.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Die Hard Dice.
We love them.
For giving us these dice codes. You're the bestest in the wholest world.
Yeah.
Now what? What do we do now? Do the we plugs? Just say the plugs?
I think we... Oh, Bachman, are you doing game crimes?
Yeah. Well, we do the plugs. And then at the end of that, you know, we're still recording, so...
If you want to get in touch with me, I'm on social media. I guess I should start with the show, because that's what I normally do. If you want to get in touch with us, we're at D&D Podcast on Twitter, or at Geekly Inc. on Twitter, or at Greetings Adventurers on Instagram. I'm at Thrifty Nerd, and you can also find my crafting stuff on youtube.com/thriftycrafting or patreon.com/thriftycraft.
What's your YouTube at?
Oh yeah, what's your YouTube at?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, I'll start, but please interrupt me as soon as you have the information. You can find me, Tim Lanning, on Twitter at Tim Lanning. You can also check out my fun and good...
611.
Woo! Holy shit!
Oh, nice!
Nice job!
Sorry.
No, you're good. Laser, there's nothing on the wall.
He's losing it.
You can listen to my wonderful Naruto podcast called Naruto Revuto Anime. It's hot right now, baby. You know you want to check out that Naruto shit. So Naruto Revuto, check it out.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek, and I think that you should listen to the podcast I do with my beautiful husband, Tim Lanning, called Tribulation Farce. We talk about Left Behind, and oh man, we're about to record another one this week, and the chunk that we are recording, whoo, it's a doozy.
It is?
It's a lot going on.
Yay,
yes.
The last one was boring.
Well, there's literally an explosion in this one.
Yay.
So it's, I think it's great.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. Sorry. You can also find me on Instagram at TheNikaHoward, and you can find me on OnlyFans at Nika_Howard or Nika_Howard VIP. It's not a joke. It's real.
Do people ask you if it's a joke?
They do. They think it's a joke, and they're like, I thought it was a joke, and then I came to look, and then I saw it was real.
So, like, can I see your knees?
No,
or?
It's real.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman, also at Game Crimes Pod, and usually on Tuesday nights around 10 p.m. Central, streaming whatever weird game corresponds to the episode we're on.
Sick.
Tonight it's Toilet Kids.
What? You're just making things up. That's not real.
That's fake.
It's possible. Well, I mean, there's other things, but it's possible we'll get big. Because there's like, it's like, you, there is a little boy dick in this one, but it's like, it's like 3 or 4 pixels. So I like, who knows?
Can you, if can we'll get banned.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, that's like Goku.
Yeah.
I'm going to report you.
Yeah, please do.
That's for sure.
Please do. I've just been waiting for the sweet release of Ban.
Well, thank you, everybody. We will see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey. We'll be right back.
Stop export.
Oh my God, I'd love to.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With ACAST, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with ACAST. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.